There's a new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions called Morning Kick. It combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. All you do is mix with water, stir, and enjoy. It tastes like strawberry lemonade, not like ground-up spinach. Morning Kick is part of my daily routine. It's replaced orange juice in my life as the first place I go when I wake up. And since I've been drinking it, I've had better digestion and more energy. For me, that's important now that I have a newborn who, let's just say, doesn't always sleep like a baby. My health is important to me, just like it's important to you. I want to be the best version of myself spiritually, mentally, and physically. If you feel sluggish, it's worth giving Morning Kick a try. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/Harris for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/HARRIS today. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Hey guys, just wanted to really quickly respond to some pushback. Can you believe that? I'm getting pushback online. By the way, I'm on the Hudson River, if you can see, if you're watching. I'm collecting some firewood. My wife wanted to have a bonfire. I'm going to be at the men's retreat. I'm going to be having my own bonfire with the guys up there. But she wanted one, and the driftwood is so good for that. So I thought, this is a beautiful spot. I'll just do a little video here. A little bit of a nature talk. So I'm getting some pushback, mostly from people who didn't watch the podcast yesterday. So what good is this video going to do? They're not going to watch this. Maybe they will. I'll put it on X. Long and short of it is, John, you shouldn't be talking about Steve Lawson's sin. You're not his pastor. You're not his elder. And you don't have biblical authority. This is biblically resolved. You're gossiping. You're slandering. So this might not answer everyone's gripe, but let me just attempt real quick to give you a few thoughts that might make you see it in a different perspective. I don't think this is biblically resolved, okay? That's one of the things someone said on Twitter. The idea that a man who held such authoritative and influential positions in the church and parachurch ministries can simply be disappeared without hardly an explanation puts unnecessary pressure and suspicion on those ministries. That includes ministries that are connected to churches like Grace to You, which is connected to Grace Community Church, Master's Seminary, which is connected to Grace Community Church. This was a sin. It wasn't an inappropriate thing. It wasn't fully what was initially said by the elders of Steve Lawson's church. And if all these ministries wanted to mete out a punishment to Steve Lawson without naming the crime, there is no basis for others to be warned via 1 Timothy 5:20. And there is no pretext for the Gentiles. There is a pretext, I should say, for the Gentiles to blaspheme via Romans 2:24. And so my concern is this. The longer that this was getting delayed, maybe delay is not even the word. The longer this wasn't coming out, and I mean the biblical category of sin that this was, which I would invite you, go to Phil Johnson's statement on X. You can find it on X, where he talks about more detail. But I talked about some of it, and some people were upset about that. That's what I'm talking about now. I think the longer that did not come out as a biblical category of sin, that this was, at the very least, an emotional affair of some kind. You gave reason for the people who hate these legacy ministries to do damage, to show the hypocrisy. You know, when it's your golden boy, you don't apply the same equal weights and measures you do when it's a charismatic figure, something like that, right? It was getting to the point where these ministries were, I think, about to incur some damage. They already were. There was, and even the local church, we've had comments on my YouTube page from people that are members of Steve Lawson's church that are just beside themselves and having trouble with their own leadership over this, and they feel like they're kept in the dark. It just reinforces that whole elitist mindset that there's us plebes and then there's those at the top who get treated differently. And this is a man who had a great amount of influence but in addition to the local church, there was a great amount of influence. And these ministries that are connected to him their reputations are on the line. People who respected Steve Lawson can't process this, and they're in grief, many of them, when they don't know what happened. Some of them still think that he's okay. It was just inappropriate. It was a one-off. Maybe he'll come back. Maybe I can still use his stuff. They're not informed to be able to know how to navigate those questions. It's just a mess. When the biblical category of sin is not identified, but the punishment is there, and everyone can see the punishment. That's the problem that I see. Paul had no problem, by the way, the Apostle Paul, naming the sin of respected leaders. I think of Peter, even after there was repentance, as a warning. We got some waves. I don't know what that's from. I don't even see a boat. Oh, that must be a... I think the boat's way down the river. That is such a delayed effect. But we're getting the waves now. Anyway. Now, regarding the whole accusation of gossip and slander, Proverbs 26:20 states, "For lack of wood, the fire goes out, and where there is no whisperer, contention quiets down." And the word there for whisperer, it tells us something about the nature of gossip, right? It means you're going around and you're speaking low so others will not hear what's being said. And if you want to apply that to me or to Phil Johnson, because he's public about this, I don't think that's where you should probably look. You should probably look at all the people who were talking about this. It was bubbling its way to the surface. There was even posts I can show you if I needed to that from lower level accounts starting to leak, not leak, but talk about this stuff. It's not really leaking, but just they were talking about this situation. And so not them, but the people who were spreading it without wanting it traceable to them, because they didn't want to, no one wanted to come forward with this information. That's why I respect Phil Johnson for actually doing it. No one did. But the guys who are talking about this in the whispering tone, that would be closer to the gossip that you find in Scripture. That what we're doing is not that. And then I would just also bring up Matthew 15:19, where Jesus says, "For out of the heart comes evil thoughts." He lists a bunch of them, including slanders. And that word slander, blasphemia, when it applies to God, obviously, it is taking away from God's attributes or attributing to him characteristics that don't belong to him. At the root, this is an attempt by man to subvert God, to make him less and us more. And when it's applied to people in the form of slander, it is much the same thing. We're trying to make less of them, much of us, and we lie by attributing false attributes to someone else's character. And so we're not doing that. Phil Johnson's not doing that. He's not lying about Steve Lawson's character. He's telling you what the character actually is. He's exposing what it is. So this does not apply. So the guys out there trying to call us gossips or whatever, like you're misplaced. I think you're taking that attribute and it's misplaced. If there's people that would be guilty of that, you might want to look at those who spread this but didn't want it traced to them. That would be at least closer, I would think. So my working definition of gossip is the act of secretly sharing damaging information about someone else for the purpose of elevating oneself. It often includes lying and produces slander. And that's not what Phil Johnson or myself, or I don't know if anyone else has come out there and shared what Steve Lawson has done. But that's not what's happening, obviously. So I just wanted to say that. That's my defense of not just myself, but Phil and others who aren't local elders in Steve Lawson's church, but who see that this is something that has far-reaching ramifications beyond that church. And that, I'll just say this. The ecclesiocentric mindset, go look at my podcast where I talk about ecclesiocentrism if you don't know what I mean. But that mindset that like views the church and the elder-led and these things as formulaic, oftentimes it becomes ideological, where that's the only thing that matters. You should only focus on the local church. Local church is important, don't get me wrong. But it's like everything should be handled through this evaluation of elders. And what if this situation goes beyond elders, right? Or, you know, it's outside the local church and has these far-reaching ramifications. What if the elders aren't doing what they probably should be doing as elders, and other people are left holding the bag and their ministries are damaged because of it? And if it falls into the hands, this stuff of people who do want to do those ministries damage, like, you got to think prudentially about this stuff. And I think about the consequences of letting this go for as long as it went. While the punishment is public to people, at least he's disappeared from these websites. It must be so egregious, but we don't know. That's obvious, but we can't name the sin. It does damage. So that's my two cents. Hopefully that was helpful. I'm not under the illusion that's going to satisfy everyone, but yeah, I felt compelled to talk about it. And I also wanted to show you just how beautiful this day is. So check it out. That is beautiful. It's not the sunniest day, but it's a nice one. And I'll show you, this is the kind of stuff when you come down on the river, you get driftwood. And it burns real well. God bless. Bye now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.